Could you introduce yourself for the audience?
Sure. My name is Scott Safechuck, fire captain with Santa Barbara County Fire Department, assigned as the public information officer.
So for those who aren't aware, would you like to recap the events of this past weekend?
Yeah. So just after 11 p.m., we responded to the report of a female who had fallen over the side of a cliff about 10 to 15 feet and landed on a ledge and needed assistance back down the cliff. Our resources arrived on scene, found an uninjured woman on a ledge after falling from the balcony about 10 to 15 feet down. She was uninjured. We set up rope systems, lowered one of our firefighter paramedics over the side where she was assessed on the ledge and deemed uninjured. So we put her in the rope system with our firefighter paramedic and raised her back up at the bluff, to top side on the bluff.
You're ready. Are you guys ready? Main, ready, belay, ready? All right. Okay,
hey,
lower.
Yeah. Lower, right.
Okay.
Nice and slow.
Coming down. And at the same time, there were some three males from an adjacent house who went down on the beach and had the plan of trying to get below her and maybe come up the cliffside there, but they were trapped by the high tide and incoming surf. So our other personnel helped guide them down to the staircases at Majorca Street and were able to safely come up topside.
What would your advice be to Ivy residents about, one, avoiding situations like this, and two, about what to do if they or someone they know happen to fall off a bluff?
Well, the bluff safety in Isla Vista is a collaborator. It takes a collaboration to keep it safe out there. So for the students that are out there, whether they're partying or just walking by the bluff and they see someone near it, it's really important to, you know, see something, say something. Tell them, hey, we don't want you to fall off the cliff. Try and bring them back. And, you know, if they're inebriated or drunk or disorderly, you know, call 911 so we can come out there and help prevent them from falling off the cliff. In the event that someone does fall off the cliff, call 911 immediately. Know your location and send someone out to street side so that they can help guide us in when we drive down the street.
At this specific rescue, a few hosts and bystanders help firefighters by keeping the area clear, warning other partygoers to give emergency services their space and to stay away from parts of the balcony where the fence was weak. What would your advice be to homeowners on Beachside Del Playa about preventing falls, as this one was caused by a fence collapsing?
Sure. Well, we can't keep people from partying on their balconies, but everyone should know that there are those balconies that are adjacent to the cliffside. The property owner there, the renters there, they have anyone who's at a party where it's cliffside has a responsibility to help keep their fellow students and partygoers safe. So remind them to stay away from the ledge, remind them that there's a cliff down below, and it's a far cliff from 50 feet below. So death can occur if they fall off that cliff. And if you're a landlord or if you're a resident out there and you're not hosting a party, you know, we try and keep people away from that ledge. You can put up some barrier tape to even create a bigger buffer zone between the balcony and that cliff to help keep people safe.
Lastly, is there anything that you would like to add that we haven't covered already?
You know, it's unfortunate that people have fallen off of this cliff. It's very tragic, and we want to make sure that doesn't continue in the future. So we need the public's help when they're out there to help keep it safe.